The OWC Envoy Pro EX with Thunderbolt 3 is the ultimate external SSD, inside and out. Designed for demanding mobile workflows that require extreme portability, the OWC Envoy Pro EX delivers a military drop test enclosure and a protective impact absorbing bumper for added security. And with elite speeds up to 2,800 megabytes per second, the Envoy Pro EX provides performance for creative professionals in need of ultra-fast backup, duplication, and editing. Learn more at owc.com/into.
Broadcasting from what everyone knows as the Consumer Electronics Show, though they demand that we call it CES only, I'm Dave Graveline, and you're tuned into tomorrow for our 24th year.
And it's brought to you in part by IFA's CE China 2019, connecting global brands and consumer tech with Chinese retailers, media, and consumers first. In Guangzhou, China, September 19th to 21st, visit cechina-ifa.com. By Pindrop Security, security, identity, and trust for every voice interaction. Visit pindrop.com. And by Trifo Limited, smart autonomous agent helping people organize and interact with home environments. Visit trifo.com.
Our next guest is helping put privacy back in the hands of consumers by bringing payment card security chips online instead of on the card that we all carry. And is another guest that we wanted to catch up with at CES and never had a chance, so we're talking with him now. The CEO of a company called UControl is Christopher Moss. Christopher, welcome into tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Dave. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. Tell me a little bit about UControl, and then let's get into what QKey is all about.
Excellent. Thank you. I am the CEO of UControl, and our goal was how do we bring bank card technology online? It's the only actual security platform that has actually worked, and it does it throughout the world in every language and every currency in the world. And they do it at every retail outlet. And the big challenge was always, how do we solve this dilemma? As you were just talking about the smart TVs, are they watching you? Our goal is how do you get people to stop watching you. Yeah. And we felt the bank card industry had the best solution.
And you, in fact, are doing that now with QKey. So now let's talk about that as a product. What is QKey and how will it help us?
That's a great question. I come out of the bank card industry. I've been working with these chips. Everybody's seeing it on their cards now.
Yeah.
And this is a security chip. And rather than using magnetic strips or the numbers, which are in the clear, much like the internet is in the clear, they actually had a computer chip on a card, just like we put a computer on a phone and a typewriter. The last element that we have that is actually a security-based device are keys. So the question really became, how do we get that chip into the USB port? My kids one day were joking and said, how can we put this card in here? And they were playing around with the card, saying, well, can't we put the card into the computer? Mm-hmm. With my background, I looked at it and I said, we have a real problem here. How do you get that chip security into the digital world? And I was able to develop a platform that allowed us to use that same chip, different format. It wasn't on a card, it was on a key. And we slide into the USB port to create a card present transaction online rather than what we call a card not present transaction.
Yeah. Interesting. And of course, that supposedly, well, I guess assuming it makes it much more secure, and it even probably costs the merchant a little less because it's as if they have the card. If they're not present, then there's more risk. And I know some credit card companies probably charge them more to process something like that.
Absolutely correct. And we believe if this takes off, and as it will, because you have to deal with proven solution, not hypothetical. So if we look at what they're doing online right now, there's a real conflict. And the marketing people want your data, the security people don't. And so we always like to say the marketing department is a profit center and the security is a cost center. And so there's been a huge dilemma on how to move forward. And the challenge also is how do you implement technology that is proven and known in a format that isn't suitable to the computer or to the phone. And that's where we took on the challenge. How we did this, Dave, we said, okay, what did the bank, what did the phone do? What did the bank card or the payment card industry do and what did the computer industry do? And what they did is they actually put the application on the computer chip rather than put it with a third party like on the cloud. So we put an entire computer on the key, has its own browser, has its own application. So it basically is a self-contained control system. And so it doesn't function with the computer the same way you do with a keyboard.
Very cool. Now, and of course, this only works with a computer, so you've got to have a desktop or a laptop or something with at least a USB port, but then you can feel a whole lot more secure about any online shopping, I'm guessing.
You're correct, and we are working on mobile right now. We have implemented a Bluetooth security protocol, much like you use with mobile pay and tap and pay. Mm-hmm. On the back of the key, there's a little button, so if you do something on the phone, in our future product, the wallet will come down. You'll choose your card, but you have to have the key. It's called a two-factor authentication. You have to have something more than the device that's delivering the information. That's how they breach you. They trick the system through the browser, through the application, or through your passwords.
Yeah.
And so the method of doing this is directly from how the bank card system secures your bank card data. We always ask the question, why is our bank card so secure? Why do we feel so secure with our bank cards? Well, because there's trillions of dollars of transactions every year throughout the world with everybody, at every retail outlet, every bank, and every merchant. Well, that platform, we emulate it online. And we think that ultimately the consumers know this. It's off the grid, in your pocket. It's like we like to say DIY security. You don't have to trust the backside. Just trust yourself. If that key doesn't go in to a point-of-sale terminal, ATM, or now into the computer, the probability of breaching is slim to none. I always like to say pickpockets aren't hackers and hackers aren't pickpockets.
There you go.
Totally different world.
Yeah, good analogy as well. And I would foresee into tomorrow using this technology, and obviously you guys are working on that, to be able to do as we're shopping in a brick-and-mortar store as well. I mean, right now we've got to insert our card with that chip. Hopefully in the near future there'll be the ability to just have a Q key port, and we just put that in. And then we're much more
actually,
secure.
Great, great, great concept. And we're actually looking at a variety of things. We see this as you see the phone as a communication device, and they put a computer on it, a typewriter, and they put a computer on it, and made it a work device, and a card, they made it a payment device. There's only one device we use for security, and it's in your pocket. They're called keys.
Yeah.
They access the things and ones you love, everything from mobility to your home to your safe deposit box to your post office box. So keys inherently are known for security. So what we did is we actually have apps being put onto the key right now, like you put apps on your computer, like you put apps on your phone. And there's actually apps on cards. Most people aren't aware of how that works, but I don't want to get too far on that. But what we've done, we've already got Key Finder apps on it. We have encrypted email, personal health records. So effectively, anything you might want to keep off the grid or not store on the grid, which is your PC, browser, ISP, and server, that's the grid, you can actually take it and put it in a computer, or they call it an enclave. Apple uses the same methodology inside their phone. It's called an iOS enclave. Mm-hmm. And they basically store your facial recognition, your fingerprints, your passwords. Not that I think that's a great idea, but that's how they secured it. We created a device that does that with all devices. And so back to your payment. Right now, there's a big push for NFC, near field communication, tap and go cards, and or tap and pay on the phone. We believe by the early next year, we'll have tap and pay on the key if you want to use it. So you come
Excellent.
To the terminal, you left your wallet at home, tapped your gas pump, and you got to pay for it. You didn't want to go all the way home
sure.
to get your wallet. So these types of things are very significant because it's a platform, much like the phone and the computer is a platform.
Well, and I wish we had more time, but we'll have to get you back on again as you progress the Q key. Meantime, we invite our audience to visit Q key, the letter Q, KEY.com. We'll link you there too when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Christopher, keep up the good work and keep making us more and more secure. We love it.
Thank you so much, and we hope everybody will take an advantage to keep themselves secure and take a look at Q key.
Absolutely, by all means. Q key. .com, intotomorrow.com. We'll look for you there as well. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue right here on the Advanced Media Network.